This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Thank you very much for your listenership. We are powered, of course, by Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. 36 hours of live talk radio every single day, brought to you by Red State Talk Radio. All right. Well, we're covering the Paul Manafort and other things like the dossier. Oh, we forgot about that. You know, it's kind of interesting, I was saying in the last hour, the dossier, we didn't bring up, but we sure did bring up a lot about Uranium One. Now, page two is the dossier business. That was the thing that was ringing around the rosy pocket full of posies all fall down, right, with those ashes? Uranium One, and now the dossier, that was the double whammy last week. And now this whammy coming from the other side, from the Mueller side. We can call him Robert Uranium One Mueller. See, that's the problem. Mueller is absolutely filthy with ashes. So with us right now to help us explain all this is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott has been on here many, many times. He's almost like the co-host now. I have to probably give him a special designation as such. Scott, this is, of course, the payback for all the trouble with Uranium One and the distraction away from Uranium One and the dossier, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not talking about Uranium One or Fusion GPS. Are you kidding me? No, we're talking about Trump's advisor for 3 months who's getting indicted by a grand jury that can indict a ham sandwich. I mean, that is what's going on in D.C. You know, people forget that Mueller went out of his way. His law office was outside of the district, by the way. His law office was in Virginia and about a couple of blocks from, not far from Red State's new headquarters in Washington, D.C., which we're in Arlington. We call it D.C., but Here's the deal. He went out of his way to make sure he got a grand jury in a city that voted for Hillary 97% of the time, the losing candidate. So, you know, you got someone who hates Trump. You get this population that hates Trump and loves Obama and loves Hillary. And you can indict a ham sandwich. And so they went after Trump collusion. They found Manafort. I actually think that Mueller is really someone who's trying to delete a lot of evidence to protect the Podestas and to protect Hillary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I failed to mention the Podestas last week, too.
Right. Well, Manafort directly worked with the Podestas. And again, it's no crime to be doing business with Russia or Eastern Bloc countries. It's not a crime to do that. There's a lot of people that do a lot of business around the world. And this Mueller investigation is surrounding itself with a Manafort who did business between 2009 and 2015. That has nothing to do with Trump. And so you have to ask the question, what was this special counsel even commissioned to do? It was commissioned to by a guy named Rod Rosenstein to investigate Russian collusion against the Trump administration. Rod Rosenstein is riddled with conflicts of interest, as is Mueller, as is Comey, as is James Clapper, as is John Brennan. It's unbelievable that this is being allowed to happen in our country, that you could literally go after innocent people and shake them down, all for the reason that you want to distract.
You know, it is absolutely. But this is the way it goes when you roll around with people like Bill and Hillary Clinton and Obama. This is their world of corruption. This is their world of, lawlessness. Only if it's lawful for them, as they make it lawful for themselves.
Do you want to hear an oxymoron? Obama for America.
Yeah, have right.
Okay, well, Obama for America is what he called his group. You know, Obama hates America is really what he should have called it. However, they, since April 2016, he paid nearly $1 million, $962,000 to Perkins Coie, who funded and financed the Fusion GPS. This is a sitting president that actually went out of his way to pull the Watergate on steroids act and go against his adversary. Because they were so hell bent on making sure that Hillary got elected that they pulled out all the stops with this Perkins Coie Fusion GPS fake smear campaign to try and the collusion and the corruption within James Comey's FBI, within the intelligence community. John Brennan got involved. And this was all designed to make sure that Hillary got elected. And still they couldn't pull it off. They could not pull it off. And when Trump got elected, it was a huge deal. Because they knew that they had a lot of crap that they had to cover for. It was a big deal.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder when you take a look at what's going on all around the country with voter fraud. And we now know this is an epidemic around the country.
Look at what happened with Mandalay Bay. Mandalay Bay is just a little nugget of voter fraud. But you heard about the voter fraud in Mandalay Bay as it relates to the Las Vegas shooting, right?
Oh, no. Well, actually, I have. But explain it to the audience, because I find this quite amazing.
No, they not only did they have signs up all over the place that says, here's what you do when ICE comes to your door. But in addition to that, they were busing illegal immigrants that they were hiring to vote multiple times in Las Vegas, Harry Reid country.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what's been going on. This is just what's been exposed to Mandalay Bay, but this has been going on everywhere. So multiply that by like 1,000, and you're talking about a really big number of illegals voting.
Scott, let me fill you in, because it was on this radio show that Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com broke the story about Mandalay Bay. Back, I think, in December, And when, because she actually did an interview, a radio interview, and she broke the story here on Agenda 21 Radio with one of the bus drivers that came out of the City of Industry in Los Angeles. Now, those of you that don't know, the City of Los Angeles and around the L.A. Basin, it's legend that these buses have been going on for years. I mean, you know, I can remember in college hearing about stuff like this. This is, goes back to the 70s. But so it's been legend. But then I was quite surprised when I heard from Megan Barth in December. They were actually busing them in from, and what you're saying is exactly true. They were busing them in from the City of Industry, and they were going across from California into Las Vegas, and that was one of the big things that happened there that templated the election fraud that had been developed all throughout California.
This is why they. This is why they oppose voter ID laws.
Right, you think?
That's exactly why they do it, because that would throw a monkey wrench into that whole easy peasy busing system that they have.
Well, it's going to throw a bigger monkey wrench in, because there's other things happening with that as well. Anyway, we've got a break coming up, and right now we're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. He's joined us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And boy, are we spilling the beans on so many things. Mandalay Bay, anybody? Maybe we'll find out by what happened to this couple who mysteriously died in an auto accident just recently, over the weekend, I guess, and they survived the shooting in Las Vegas. Now, I guess the question is, with all the other people that have been dying off, who have been witnesses to the shooting at Mandalay Bay, are they just two more? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. We're talking about Paul Manafort. And it just sort of slipped out about, you know, in a day and age in which we hear nothing now but crickets coming from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And also, guess what? Crickets coming out of California with the fires. I mean, I am shocked. I'm shocked. And, you know, as I was saying in the last hour, this might be of interest to Scott and others, but I was being quizzed by one of my quizlings. And they were asking, Guy Paul, we don't understand this whole thing that's going. We're hearing nothing in the news about, well, what happened in Las Vegas. And they said, oh, we're hearing nothing in the news about what happened in the fires in California. And I said, well, it's real simple. They're hiding something from us. I would say that's probably a fair analysis, wouldn't you, Scott?
You're cracking me up this
one. Well, I mean, you got to be real here. True.
It's really true, honestly. They're covering it up. There's microwaves going out there. Trust me, when you can heat a bagel and not burn the plate, that's what's going on in California. Yeah. You know, you see these green leaves, and then you see like a chimney burning, melting. You know, it's like, it's weird what's going on. I've seen people doing tests out there where they said, in the sun, it's 178 degrees, but in the shade, it's 80. That doesn't make sense. There's some weird targeting going on out there. I've had a lot of listeners send me evidence that's just hard to explain, and frankly, I don't know enough about that situation. I just know that it is clearly arson. That's clearly there's something going on there. Yeah. that's just not making sense.
And we are investigating it right now on Agenda 21 Radio. And this is what I had to reassure some of my listeners. You see, I get this Sunday night thing going on with my emails, and I really do appreciate all the emails that come in on Sundays. You've shifted from 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time now. I'm starting to get stuff at 5 and 6 Pacific time, which means, you know, we're talking about 9 and 10 o'clock East Coast time, and a lot of you are from New York doing this. So something's going on in the ether in New York State. That's the only thing I can think of. Now, California people, I can understand. But this was one of the things that came up that was sort of blogged around last night on Agenda 21 Radio. But we are looking into it. We have some information. We're not sharing it right now, but about that. And I know that Breitbart has some other information, too, about all this stuff. There's going to be a lot of things happening here when this all starts to come out about California. But then there's that Mandalay Bay business. And, Scott, you brought up the really important thing, and I think that's even a bigger story to all this, but it's a creeping, I guess you would say, creeping truth that's going to be coming out about the Clinton, about the campaigns, all of them, all around the United States, all the Democratic campaigns, and that is this election thing that was going on at Mandalay Bay. Now, tell us how the most recent version of this has come out. Now, I gave you the inside scoop when Megan Barth broke that actual story in December. Now, here we have the reiteration of it. Oh, I'm shocked to see something going on at Mandalay Bay. But we've known about this for a while. But how are they spinning it now? How did you find out about it?
No, you know, well, just through my sources, where we were seeing a whole bunch of things. Laura Loomer, for example, we've had her on our show. You know, is breaking a lot of this stuff wide open. But a lot of these things have been going on in plain sight. No one wants to cover it, and. You know, here's the thing. I wanted to comment on this before the break, and that is that just like the border crossings have dropped 78%, so they've dropped 78%. We don't even have a wall yet, but they dropped 78% because they know that Trump means business. And when you look at the stock market, and we have 53 new records, and we've broken the 1,000 mark like four times in just Trump's first 8 months. And that's, we haven't even seen the money in our pocket yet. but it was based on the promise and the deregulation of the executive orders, that the promise of Trump's promise that we are all going to prosper from having to pay less taxes, that people are investing in America again. Now, the same thing is true with voter fraud. And I believe that in 2018, what's going to happen is that these illegals are not going to show up because of fear. Just like they're fearful of crossing the border because they know that Trump means business, they are fearful of what they're going to be up against with this voter fraud investigation that's going on with not only Mike Pence, but there's a whole commission on this that we're looking into this in a big way, and we're finding stuff left and right. But the whole busing of illegals and having illegals vote the way they have been and exploiting our non-voter ID legislation, this is going to have a major impact in the courts. And not only that, but we're pushing very hard the federal judges at the level that would actually oversee a lot of these cases with regard to voter fraud. These are all in play right now. And I think 2018 is going to be a landslide election in favor of the Republicans. I really think that what we see in the polls and in the media is so inaccurate as to what we're actually seeing on the ground with regard to the support for Donald Trump and what he's about and what he's doing. There are so many different wars going on right now. Manafort and his indictment is just one morsel of it, one part of it. But there's so many parts to the civil war that is actually going on right before our eyes. And we have to take our gloves off, and we have to stand up, and we have to fight back as hard as we can, because this is a war. This is a civil war. There's no blood. There's no guns. But this is a civil war that we're going through right now.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand. You and I get it. We deal with it every day. We're doing the battle every day. It's a civil war that's really playing out in the media right now. But we have out here in California, we've got so many moving parts about an active potential civil war where people are going to take up arms against citizens of the United States of America, which is kind of interesting. A lot of it is being brought about by people like groups like La Raza. And in support of La Raza, of course, supports people like Jerry Brown. Go figure. The I guess you would say the embattled governor of California. I'd say he's more than embattled. He's chased.
But that job.
But anyway, this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with every single day, and hopefully people will start to kind of coalesce behind some ideas, and you know, it looks like the Trump people are doing that first.
Well, yeah, no, this is the Trump is the Democrats' worst nightmare, and they know it. And he's for real. He's all business. He works all the time. He doesn't take a vacation, and he's staying on course. You know, his source of entertainment, his little vice, you know, because he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. His little vice is actually to just pick on the NFL. You know, and we see the NFL, you know, what they're doing. I think it was the Houston Texans.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, crazy stuff. I mean, they're taking a knee like there's no tomorrow. That's fine. You know, no, they have empty seats everywhere you can shake a stick.
Yeah, these athletes just don't apparently get it. They're not going to be able to fulfill contracts, and they're going to lose their jobs.
Absolutely,
that's really what's going to happen. That's the way the free market works. And I say good. And Goodell, he's in trouble, and that's good. He should be in trouble. He should be gone. This is the guy who brought in CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood to do sensitivity training for the management of the NFL. Oh, really? Look what they've done.
Yeah. No, you know, so Trump, his light work is just to pick fun. His fun, what he looks at as sources of entertainment is the NFL and stuff like
that. Hang on, Scott.
But all business when it comes to North
Korea.
Yeah,
hang on, Scott. We got the music coming up. Anyway, geez, where's time going when you're having so much fun listening to Agenda 21 Radio? Anyway, make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston,
with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've been talking to Scott Adams here of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio, Talk Monster, 36 hours of live talk radio every day on, well, not every day, but just about every day, but 7 days, 6 days a week. And we've got tons and tons of information that comes out every single day from Red State Talk Radio. It is the top digital radio distributor, so we're really happy about that. Okay, Scott, we were talking about Mandalay Bay, and I'm not going to give up on Mandalay Bay here because, you know, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we started out with the Paul Manafort. They're handing down 12 counts and an indictment with him and Gates, one of his business partners. This is all kind of a sideshow to what was going on last week. We had the dossier. We had Uranium One. And, of course, now we're starting to get the other sideshows that we aren't hearing from. Oh, no, we're not hearing from them. And this is something that was kind of spawned from, well, my emails and last night, Sunday night email dump and everything coming from our listeners. And they're going, hey, Paul, what's going on with Mandalay Bay? Nothing. It's crickets there, and it's also crickets with that California fire. So, Scott, we have got all those things kind of brushed off to the side now, and now we're supposed to focus on Manafort. I think I smell a rat in this whole thing. What about you?
Yeah, it's called fake news and deliberate calculations in the media. You know, we've never seen this before. We've never seen a media that is so in the tank for one party.
Right.
And it's so clear to me. I mean, it's so clear to anybody listening here. And that's why they're listening, by the way. That's why
there's a lot of people listening right now.
Because they just don't want, they just don't believe. We are almost denied. We have been robbed of accurate news. We no longer have that. That doesn't exist. We have to find it. We have to find the truth from our peers. Just like, you know, a jury of our peers in court. Well, that's what we're dealing with today. This is how we get our news. And the people that aren't doing that, they're misinformed. They're the people that, you know, I've talked to that say, Benghazi? I've never heard of Benghazi. What is Benghazi? They don't even know it because they've never heard that story before. You know,
yeah.
We've heard it 1,000 times. We talk about it all the time.
Well, do you know that there is a Benghazi story going on right now? And that's that trial of the so-called guy who planned the Benghazi attack. And we're hearing from George Webb. In fact, we're going to try and get a little coverage of that today, sometime this week. All the fake news, fake videos that apparently have been entered into court in this hearing. Because remember, this is a completely fake trial.
Yeah.
That's another. But that hasn't distracted it. That has not been a big deal in the news yet. I think they're going to try and they need that one to be kind of like batter up.
George Webb has been covering the Awan brothers.
Yes, that's the other thing. In fact, I'm hopeful to get him on the show because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, especially you here out here in California, we've got this guy by the name of Javier Becerra. And as it turns out, Javier Becerra. Now, listen, remember, before, and I know there's this displacement theory with a lot of people. They don't remember that Javier Becerra was a member of the House of Representatives. And by the way, he became a member after the 2004 election. And who hired the Awan brothers in the House? It was Javier Becerra. I just love it when a plan comes together. So we're going to ask George, can you connect the dot to Javier Becerra? What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
no criminal behavior by Javier Becerra being implied here. We do not want to impugn his reputation here on Agenda 21 Radio, but I suspect that Jeff Sessions has probably taken a long gander at Javier Becerra.
Yeah, no, I actually think Sessions is probably doing a lot of good stuff underneath the surface. I hope so. You know, you really want to see something more aggressive coming out of our Department of Justice. And frankly, we were talking about it on our show. We had a bunch of callers calling in today. And the thing is that, you know, you wonder why in the world Rod Rosenstein is in charge of a lot of this stuff. I mean, why was he allowed to even hire Mueller? And why was Mueller the one selected of all the people in the world to put these pieces together? Mueller, of all people in the world that were available for that job, Mueller's the one they chose with all the conflicts of interests and all the bias.
We call him Robert Uranium One Mueller.
Yeah, but why in the world was this allowed to happen? I mean, clearly, you and I, we've been talking about these situations, and we've been familiar with Mueller for a long time. This is not new news. And yet Sessions somehow, you know, recused himself about Rosenstein.
I think that this has been something that has been known. I think that they knew that what was happening when Sessions became the attorney general, I think they knew automatically what they had on their hands. And they saw the list of people there that, you know, just follow the succession of underneath Jeff Sessions. Everybody was a Democrat appointed by, and of course, in bed with, in some cases, in bed with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and all that good stuff. And you've got other people that are certainly Obama-files. In the Department of Justice, I think they knew exactly what they had, and they said to themselves, how can we best play this out? And I think they're playing their cards out right now, and I think this whole thing about Sessions recusing himself was the best thing that could have happened because he's got no dog in the hunt. But you know what? anything that deals with corruption, such as with the special counsel and everything else, I think he's going to get his hands all in on it. And I think they're already starting that little thing right now. I predict that there is going to be a special counsel to investigate the special counsel. I think that's going to happen.
Well, yeah. And it says, I was reading this thing where it said, it's kind of almost ironic that the left perpetrates this, this Russian story, and it's coming back to haunt them. But also, one other big story that's not getting covered enough, and I think it's a huge story, is the Roger Stone getting put in Twitter jail. And I think, what if, for example, Twitter decided to close permanently Donald Trump's account? I mean, what would you think would happen? I mean, I think at some point Congress needs to have a committee hearing on just what is going on with regard to our last bastion of media, because we were talking about the fake news and we were talking about the our peers and our social media and how we're gathering the news and citizen journalism. And now you have another liberal entity, Twitter and Facebook, with Mark Zuckerberg and the head of Twitter, I don't even know his name, that are cracking down on Republicans and allowing liberals to have their way. I mean, you take a look at something like Keith Olbermann, right?
Olbermann, yeah.
Yeah, he tweets out to Donald Trump, "To hell with you, your mother effing traitor. You are a mother effing traitor." Now, Roger Stone said something kind of similar to Don Lemon and got his account permanently deleted. I think that there's something going on here as well.
You think?
Stone has a huge voice. He has a huge voice. He has a lot to say, and he's an important factor in the Trump, campaign, and they're stifling that speech.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and they're going to continue to try and stifle it. I think that at the end of the day, though, that what's going to happen is you're going to have a situation where they're going to – something is going to – I mean, the big picture of things, I think you're going to see some trust busting going on here. I think you're going to see some adjustments to the I guess you would say – I'm thinking back of AT&T when AT&T was busted up. I think that's what's going to happen to both Google – I think it's going to happen to Facebook and Twitter. Anyway, we got the music coming up. We'll come right back. The last of Scott Adams here on this hour. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
An oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're with Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And you make sure you guys visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And Scott Adams is with us. And Scott, this Mandalay Bay situation, and you talked to, is it Lori Loomer? Is that her name?
Laura Loomer, yeah.
Laura Loomer. How did she come out with the election fraud as part of what was going on over there at Mandalay Bay? And I think this is critically important to understand, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to drive the story big time again, because this is in the bigger scope of things. What's going to be happening in the 2018 election is this voter fraud is going to play a huge, huge influence.
Right. You know, she had insiders, but there was a lot of publications on the wall. It's always with the unions, just like in the NFL, the unions are controlling everything over there. But these unions are political arms of the left wing, and and they're financed and funded, and it's just it's really the problem with our, you know, what. Look at what happened to Detroit and the whole auto industry. You know, I mean, unions have really gone a long way in destroying a lot of our infrastructure in our country, all for political gain on one side of the aisle. And that's the liberals, the Democrats. But Laura Loomer has a lot of contacts. She's put a lot of investment into going out to Vegas. And in fact, though, now, you know, exactly what they wanted is starting to be achieved. They've stonewalled and delayed and created a blockade of information, lack of transparency, to extend this case all the way out. And this is the work of Aaron Roos and the FBI and the cover-up that's going on in Las Vegas. Everybody knows it. It smells to high heaven. And but Laura Loomer has managed to find out by not only sources, but photographs on the walls of different photographs when you go back in the history and look at these employees, and they have information that says, you know, what to do when ICE comes to your door, you know, obfuscate, stonewall, don't tell them anything, don't let them in, don't cooperate, don't do any of these things. Now, to me, you take a look at this and you take that, you know, the left would like to juxtapose and say that these immigrants are very much like what our country was founded on in Ellis Island. Well, that's not at all what was going on in Ellis Island. They were compliant. They were orderly. They were grateful. None of that's going on in Vegas, and none of that's going on in California or Arizona or wherever they're shipping these illegal immigrants to. And again, once again, Donald Trump is throwing a monkey wrench into this whole thing with his commission on voter fraud, which everybody complained about, the whole push for voter ID. And the whole thing, because when you take a look again, Hannon, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked Obama's executive order, which would have granted voter IDs to 15 million people or more. And it was probably the reason why, I think, if Justice Scalia was murdered, that's why he was murdered, because he was the person who oversaw the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And so that case, if Hillary would have gotten elected, that whole order would have actually been granted. And we would have not had the same country after that, because 15 million new people voting liberal, liberal voters, would have changed our country forever. And that was what was at stake in this past election. It was so much more than what people see at first glance. It was a huge election, and everybody knows it. And that's why what's going on right now, I had a nightmare over the weekend, and that was that Mueller was going to indict Donald Trump on fake charges, and then they would have granted the whole impeachment, and that could have happened today. It was a big day, but I pretty much yesterday I tweeted out, here's what's going to happen tomorrow, and it was accurate. I actually mentioned Flynn in the tweet as well, but on Red State Talk Radio's Twitter feed, I mentioned this, that Mueller was going to be the one that was going to get indicted. And it's happening, but this is just a civil war that we are up against right now, and it's huge, because there's these folks that see the Democrats stand for nothing, and when come 2018, they're going to have no argument. Their coffers are cut in half. The Republicans and Donald Trump are actually generating double the money. That's never happened before. It's always been that the Democrats had more money. The Democrats are hurt right now with regard to money. We posted this on Twitter. Their money donations is way down, and their message is low, and their enthusiasm and what they stand for is low. And what the Republicans have is a lot of energy, like you and me right now. We're talking with a lot of emotion and enthusiasm about what is happening, because we're worried and we're concerned and we're fighting and we're aware. And that's what's going on. In 2018, that's going to be the first midterm election that's going to prove that the incumbent can win. And I believe we're going to see major, major victories in 2018 as a result of this. And not only that, but the voter fraud crackdown that's in place, that these foreigners, these illegal immigrants, these foreign nationals are going to be fearful about stepping up and violating.
Well, the other thing, too, is that these foreigners, so-called foreigners or illegal aliens, and this has been going on for I don't know how many years in California. It's legend, 20, 30 years, this busing business. But they're no longer going to get paid. I think that's the key thing. They all get paid to do this. This is something that is, as far as they're concerned, they want to get paid, and it's just a job. They're just going to go do a job. They're here illegally, and what's the deal about breaking voter laws? When you are in a country illegally, it's just like, okay, I'll just break the next law and the next law and the next. See, that's the thing about the so-called illegal status. And again, that's our government's fault for allowing this to happen. And I blame them. I blame us, because we haven't been putting the pressure on these people to change it anyway. We're coming up against a break right now. We're going to have Scott stay with us just for a second. So on the other side of this break, because we got to the end of the hour, believe it or not. Just where does these hours go? And listen, I'm being slammed right now with all kinds of messaging going on about voter fraud. Good for you guys. You're paying attention. I like that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Jack Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, I guess the big question that's going to come up here this week, and I'd like to maybe get your opinion on this. We've got about 30 seconds to share it with me. The big stories that are going to come out this week that are going to add to or take away from the whole Mueller thing.
The big story that's going to take away from the whole Mueller thing.
Or add to it.
Or add to it.
In other words, what card are they going to play next?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on right now with respect to, you know, the normal legislation. I just think that this was a distraction. I just think that the media cycle on MSNBC and on CNN was all designed to change the news cycle, because this was the week that they were going to have to start covering Uranium One and Fusion GPS. It's going to be interesting as the drip, 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 and the leak of the informant related to Uranium One, that's going to come out.
Yeah.
What George Webb is doing, what the Amwon brothers are doing, all of those stories are going to have to be ratcheted up. This, again, is a civil war. And it's a war of ideas and information.
Yeah.
And right now, the Democrats are playing their hand with this security
council. Yeah, they've played a hand this week. What's going to happen, I guess, is a big thing. Anyway, Scott, thanks for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and look forward to, seeing you on the radio next time.
Yes.
Thanks care. A lot. Okay, Scott Adams, The Scott Adams Show, and Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster that we are on, one of the top-rated shows on Red State Talk Radio, and also TalkStream Live. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.